CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We turn to the Solomon Islands, the Pacific Islands in general, the story of the Indo-Pacific, and the challenge presented by the People's Republic of China with sharp elbows and aggression. The latest from China is an indication of the story that we're telling tonight. The story is one of Chinese threats. The most recent threats by the foreign ministry against the Philippines. However, China threatens all of the Pacific if it does not obey. Gordon and I welcome two people who are not obedient to China, and good for them. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and Daniel Sudani, Premier of Malaita, which is a significant province of the Solomon Islands, until recently happily at home in Malaita, following his medical attention by Taiwan, and therein lies the tale. So we begin by welcoming the Premier to Washington. He's now traveled to Washington from the last time we spoke. He was in Fiji Island, exotic enough. He's now in exotic Washington. He's entered the United States with a visa that was especially tailored for him by both parties of Congress. Emphasis on, in the diplomat headline, former Malaita premier gets bipartisan support for U.S. visa. No problems. State Department welcomes the premier to Washington. And his entreaties are listened to very carefully, but we're going to depend upon Cleo Pascal to give us the backstory. Cleo, how did we get into this, that Daniel Sudani is in Washington to make it clear that he has been disowned by the People's Republic of China? How did we get here? Good evening to you, Cleo.
Good evening. This story goes back to about September 2019, when the Solomon Islands unilaterally, the prime minister, who is still the prime minister, switched from Taiwan to the People's Republic of China. And some in the country, including Daniel Sudani, knew that this was going to be of great concern to his people, including related to things like the sort of logging that China does that destroys the environment and rips apart communities. And he and his provincial government, backed by the traditional chiefs, put out what's called the Aoki Communique, which put a moratorium on Chinese-linked companies operating in his province. That made him enemy number one in the country to the Chinese and to the Chinese proxies, which included the central government. And they spent, since that time, since October 2019, when the Aoki Communique came out, until now, trying to destroy the career of Daniel Sudani in order to send a message to everybody, don't stand up to China. So they launched, they funded three motions of no confidence against him. And in the last one, in February, they got him. So they managed to buy off enough people. The people running against him showed up in the province with a police escort. There was a real show of force that was very intimidating. And he lost the premiership. But then they did another thing, which we think is probably the first in the democratic world, which is the central government in the Solomon Islands stripped him of his elected seat in the provincial assembly for not bowing down to China's definition of one China. Specifically, that's the reason. They've said because he doesn't recognize China's definition of one China, of the one China policy, then he does not have the right to sit in the assembly of Malaita province. This, we think, is a first, and we're very grateful that he wanted to come to the U.S. to talk about it, although the initial invitation was to come to a U.N. conference on indigenous guardianship of the environment, which is very relevant because of the way the Chinese do logging. It completely destroys the environment. And so not only is he a democracy leader, but he's a leader in indigenous guardianship and environmental conservation of his province. There was a decision made that if he was going to be in New York for that, maybe he could come to D.C. and talk to political leaders and others in D.C. about what's going on in Solomon so they could understand how bad it's become. And his initial visa application was denied. And at that point, we had three great members of Congress, Representative Dunn from Florida, Representative Case from Hawaii and Representative Radawagen from American Samoa, who all got involved bipartisan to ensure that he could come to the U.S. and specifically come to D.C. to tell his story. And that's what he'll be doing this week.
Dennis Adani, I welcome you to Washington, to the United States. The last time we had occasion to talk, you were in Fiji. The first, I inquire after your health and these long travels and the people back home. How is their health? How is their well-being? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you very much for getting into the space. Thank you for those who involved in my visa allowing me to come to the U.S. Well, as the story goes on about this whole thing, I am here in the U.S. now, in Washington, today, this afternoon, and I'm happy to share some of the things back at home in the Solomon Islands, what happened to the people and myself right back concerning the involvement of the CCP with the DCJ government in light to being a member of the provincial assembly representing my people in the province of Malaita. As Cleo rightly alluded to, I was here to attend the UN, the Indigenous Peoples Conference, which in that I think it's very important for me because I care so much about the people and the resources we have back at home. So this is very important for me and those of us in the entire world who cares about indigenous things of the people. Now, coming back to my case, well, my health after going to Taiwan, I was recovered from my health issues now, and I thank the government of Taiwan for helping me out. And I'm here, my health is okay. And the people back at home, they are there with the idea that we have come up with, especially the Malaita provincial government and the people of Malaita regarding the issues. Now we have, I come here to just to, like Claire said, the government stripped off my job as being an elected member of the people of Malaita province in Ward 5 in Fataleka. And this, in my mind, I was questioning because I am the only premier that encountered 3 motion of no confidence against me. And what I have learned is that motion should come from the people. Motion, if people disagree with what the government is doing, especially the provincial government, they are the one that will raise motions against the government that they elected into power. And in my case, the motion comes from Honiara, so in which it was very questionable in a sense, who this motion is benefiting. Because when they come from Honiara, the people of Malaita stand against this motion. That is the people that elected us into power. And they are the ones that should be raising a motion if a government doesn't work according to what they like. But in my case, the 3 motions come from Honiara, and which is very, you know, it's questionable in the mind of people.
I understand. Honiara is the capital of the Solomon Islands. This is a series of islands known famously as one of the islands is Guadalcanal. So the U.S. involvement in Solomon Islands dates at least to 1942, if not before. Gordon, you have a question for the premier for Cleo.
Daniel, it's an honor to speak to you. So thank you very much. You're in Washington, D.C., what are your impressions of America?
Well, I'm here in the Washington, D.C., just to come here in America to share some of the things about, want to know more about the issues of, you know, freedom and the issues of the principles and the values of democracy. Because what happens back at home in the Solomon Islands seems that it's very new to the people because we used to stay in freedom before. We used to stay and do things freely with our people. But now, after the switch has been made by the government of Solomon Islands, the central government, I mean the Sogovare government, people start to fear about talking, taking up things or maybe standing up for their rights. They become fear because the government will say something to them. That is the reason why I'm here in the America to, you know, ask some of the issues concerning the democracy and the CCP issues around the world.
Gordon, I have a question for you. The People's Republic of China has been bullying everyone in the region. The switch of Prime Minister Sogavare from Taiwan to the People's Republic of China, is that regarded as a victory in Beijing, Gordon, or just another day?
Well, John, it certainly is a victory because they have been trying to pressure Taiwan by isolating it. And one of the means they do this is to sever diplomatic relations between Taiwan and its partners. And so every switch of diplomatic recognition is considered a great victory by the Chinese.
So in disarming Premier Soudani, China regards that as a success. Moving a man out of his elected position because he doesn't obey China is a success in Beijing.
Yes, as Cleo said, this is a message not only to people in the Solomons, but to everybody throughout the Pacific and indeed around the world, that China, when it targets someone, can get what it wants, and it can intimidate people and obtain its goals. So, yeah, big victory for Beijing. But at least now we know that it's only maybe a temporary victory because we keep fighting, as Cleo will tell you.
Yes, we're speaking with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Daniel Soudani, the former premier of Malaita, the significant province member of the Solomon Islands Group, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And when we come back, what is to be done in Washington? What is to be done in the Solomon Islands to restore stability and freedom? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.